so in the end, he was, it was a struggle. I mean, I'm now aware just how much effort he put into every day, but he was always ready to go, really. I mean, he was getting more tired by the end, but he had a big social life, but I would say musical life in the end. And that was why he was really part of the community. So he, by the end, last few years, he was playing brass band with Cobham Brass Band. Now that meant he could go in the car here. It would require people to help him at the other end with cornets and music stands and everything else. But he did all the band concerts and band displays with them. Played with them for about 6 years and won Bandsman of the Year 1 year. Really, because he was so determined and he was so reliable, in spite of all the urinary, everything else. And his musicianship was such that he could always tell when the rhythm was out or they were flat or not in tune. And he'd help the younger ones next to him and things, although he was really only just learning the cornet. He was a music teacher, although he'd never done it. He was a natural music teacher. So he did brass band. He was tenor at Kingston Choral Society, really, which was Surbiton Oratorio Society originally, which he joined, I think, before his accident even. So he was there from sort of 18 right the way through until he died. So he always sang with them. He sang in a variety of church choirs. We were at St Matthew's and he was a key part in the whole musical life there, both for the church choir, but also playing cornet, writing music, doing other bits and pieces as well. Tiffin, some was at Tiffin, and Wes was a key part of the Tiffin Oratorio singing that went on then every year after year. So again, right up until his last years, he could be seen in the Tiffin Oratorio Choir. He'd go and help out the Kingston Grammar School equivalent of the Oratorio Choirs because he was a tenor, but he could also sing other parts. So he was quite well known. But he could only do that because people at the other end would always help him out if he needed it, whether it's with music or things falling out of his bag or dropping it or whatever. So he developed a whole band of supporters, just as he'd done at work. He did that with choir, with band, and the same figure around the local shops, the chemist, the post office, the postman here. He would be in conversation with them, so they always felt they worked with him. So it was community care in the real sense of community, from having a relationship with people as much as with paid staff.